702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
It's 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's catch up with news from around the world now. Goodness me. Putin is really not backing down here, Adam Gilchrist. This expansion now by Russia. What? The fourth Ukrainian region. That's what they've annexed.
Yeah, they're annexing the four. In other words, subsuming four parts of Ukraine officially into Russia. Well, we say officially, it all depends on whether you believe the referendums. They had an 80 to 90% approval of becoming Russia. What poll in history has ever had 80 to 90% if democratically conducted, I should underline? But certainly the West here, we are pretty skeptical about it, shall I say, en masse. I'm speaking on behalf of Europe and the United States. But nonetheless, it doesn't stop the annexation happening. It doesn't stop the signing ceremony today in Moscow and the question mark, therefore, over the future of Luhansk, Donetsk, these names we've got to know, Zaporizhia and Kherson. There'll be a speech at the Kremlin. There are billboards already around Red Square proclaiming these four regions as Russian. There's a concert planned for this evening. And if we're thinking about the legitimacy of this ceremony, you know, I'm going to hold my own annexation ceremony later. I am taking over the wine regions of South Africa and I'm signing my own document. They're all mine.
Don't give them ideas. Don't give them ideas, Adam. Of course, the Americans now worried about their nationals in Russia.
Absolutely. It's pretty rare for people to be told, just don't go there. I mean, there are obviously countries in the world where that has applied in recent years. One thinks of Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran, North Korea. But here we have the U.S. Embassy in Moscow basically warning all Americans in Russia to exit the country while they still have a chance, is their quote, and particularly dual nationality. So, I mean, we forget there are indeed people with multiple passports, and particularly if they have American and Russian passports, they're saying you could be forced to enlist. So even though you're half American or maybe more than half American, if you are remotely Russian, then you could get conscripted as part of this mass mobilization. A sign of the times, isn't it? The US is advising Americans, therefore, A, get out of Russia if you can, especially dual nationality citizens. B, don't take part in any political event. In fact, don't go near one. If you see one, walk the other way. And C, don't go to Russia in the first place. Wow.
Quite extraordinary these times. All right, trimming the fat from royal budgets?
They are. In Denmark, where they have a ripe and rich royal family, Queen Margareta II has been on the throne for a little while, and she's decided to strip four of her eight grandchildren of their royal titles. Other royal families take note, by the way. Queen Margareta has decided that, therefore, Princes Nikolai, Felix, and Henrik should no longer be princes, and Princess Athena should no longer be a princess. They'll just have to get to use their titles of count and countess. I mean, I know it's hard done by if you have to call yourself a count or countess rather than the prince or princess. The point is, she's saying that she wants them to live a more normal life. And indeed, in her statement, she talks about how the four grandchildren could now live in a framework where their special duties and considerations are limited so that they can, quote, have a more normal life. I mean, Prince Harry is trying to do this, but of course it's anything but normal. I mean, normal, if you were a prince, does that mean you're not going to live in an enormous residence handed down by the royal family? Does that mean you'll do a normal job? Does that mean if you're in the back of the queue, you won't slip on your tiara and just try to move to the front? We shall see.
What a hard life facing these royals without titles, Adam Gilchrist. All right, we'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.